T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I think from the moment that I realized that I was going to have an opportunity to be the general manager of the team, there's no more feeling that was more prominent than being responsible for the city of Milwaukee, the franchise of the Milwaukee Bucks, to keep Giannis. And for Giannis, this growing great player that he is and will continue to be, for him. To really respect his career and to give him the best opportunities to be successful in his career in Milwaukee. And so absolutely initial conversations, what's really cool about him and I and our relationship, and it's not just unique to me. He has it with other people in our franchise, his teammates, coaches, other front office folks, ownership. Those are ongoing conversations. And I think that's healthy. I think it's, what do you need today? What do you need this year? How do you see this team? What can I do for you? What can you do for me? And he is so approachable. He's so present. I think that's what separates him and makes him really unique and special.
That's John Horst, who for, God, how long has he been the GM now? 5-6 years? Every question that he's asked, you could guess what the answer is, and that's the answer. I applaud that about him. I'm Bart Winkler. Eric Name joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline with The Athletic. And the preseason radio color analyst for the Milwaukee Bucks radio network. How was that, my friend?
It was weird. I've never done it before. So, I mean, it was a good time. But, yeah, I've never done that before. So I'm used to writing, and I was talking. And I guess I'm talking right now, so I've been prepped for it my whole life. But, yeah, that was unusual.
Well, maybe you'll win an award someday for it. I am a third-place WBA play-by-play host for a basketball game, although I can confirm that there were only 3 official entries in the category. So
is there like a color commentary portion of it that I can,
I want it with Mike McGivern. You gotta go together.
That's unfortunate. Okay. All right, I'll see if I can figure it out.
But like Wayne Larrabee didn't enter, and like Uecker didn't enter, and you know how.
Sure. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I paid $75 to enter.
Right. Yeah, I get it.
So a couple of extensions. John Horst, not surprised there. Bud got an extension over the summer, not surprised there. Yesterday was interesting. Dante DiVincenzo was a candidate, and if he was healthy, I mean, I don't know what they would have done. I saw one article that said 4 years, $90-plus million could have been in terms of him. But Grayson Allen, before he even takes the court for the Bucks in the regular season, he gets a team-friendly extension. Do you know much about the thought process there and what that means for the future of Dante? Because I think that's a big question mark. They can't afford that guy $20-plus million, and also he's still hurt.
Yeah, I think the last point you made there is really the big thing with Dante. Those conversations were really difficult for the Bucks to have because there is that question mark of his health. And you know, when you are thinking about some of the bigger numbers that you saw yesterday on some of those rookie scale extensions, I don't know that Dante would be, you know, up as high as a guy like Mikal Bridges, right? Like he's not going to be up at that level, but no matter what it is, it's going to be a sizable chunk of change, and it's going to be much bigger than what Grayson Allen's was, just because of, you know, kind of the potential Dante has shown as a playmaker, as a defender, as, you know, just this more complete player than Grayson Allen. So I think that number was just going to be something that was really tough for the Bucks in DiVincenzo to come anywhere close to, because the Bucks couldn't, you know, risk, you know, Dante not being healthy right now. You know, you sign a guy that's not healthy to a big deal and then he never recovers. You know, you're footing the bill for that. So they weren't comfortable with that. Dante's or representation wasn't really thinking that, you know, a cheap deal for the team because he's injured at the moment really made any sense. So I just don't think they ever got all that close together. And then with Grayson, I think kind of what you've seen there is he's an older player. So on a rookie scale extension, he's 26 years old right now. So if you're the Bucks, you don't want that contract to go too long. And then I think if you're Grayson Allen, you don't want that contract to go too long because you probably think if you start for the Bucks and you play with Giannis Antetokounmpo, you're going to put up the Bryn Forbes year or the Bobby Portis year or George Hill year. George Hill shot 51% from the 3-point line the last time he played with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Like, you're thinking you're going to get that boost. So you do not want to sign for a longer period of time. You want that deal to be shorter so that, you know, when you are 28 years old 2 years from now, you can hit free agency. And maybe you've done so after, I don't know, serving as the starting shooting guard on one of the best teams in the league for two seasons and putting up 3-point numbers where you're shooting 40%+ from the 3-point line on 8 threes a game. Like, if you're doing that, all of a sudden that next contract is a lot bigger. So I think the Grayson deal made a lot of sense for both sides. And on the other side, I think a deal for Dante DiVincenzo didn't make a heck of a lot of sense for either side.
Giannis is already maybe one of the best players in the league, if not the best. And yet for the level that he's at, there are still like weaknesses in his game that he doesn't have that other players have that you can say that's a defined weakness. You right. Saw the preseason. This guy's hitting jumpers. This guy's three-point shot looks like Chris's. This guy's free throw routine is shortened. And I don't know when he did this. I mean, he's at Target at night. He's at Chick-fil-A. He's at the State Fair. He's at AEW where I saw the man nearly bust his knee again. He's at he goes to Greece. When did he have time to do this? Mm-hmm. And is this, I know you had a good article, is this real, is this not real? How real are those few clips that I saw from the other night of Giannis's game?
So I think the big thing with Giannis is, I think if you take a jump shot that he missed badly and you take a jump shot that he made, the distinction between those is going to look very dramatic. It's going to look like, oh my gosh, he's a totally different player. But I think if you grab a jumper from a night that he was shooting the ball well last season to what he was doing in the preseason, I think it does not become as distinct. The differences are a little bit harder to find. I think we've seen Giannis shoot the ball confidently before, right? The night that he put the crown on his own head 2 years ago, against the Lakers, he hit 5 threes and he was hitting jumpers and it was great. The night where he sat on the floor in Philly, the jumper looked good that night and he did that last season. There have been times where the jumper looks good and those times correspond with when he's feeling the most confident. And I think what you're seeing right now from Giannis is he has never felt more confident ever in his life. He won the championship. So all the questions about, oh, he's good, but can he do it in the postseason? Any of those doubts, any of that stuff that came from the outside that Giannis is a human being, those things can seep into his mindset and how he thinks about things. All of that is gone. You can't tell this guy anything anymore because, you know, he won a championship. He's 26 years old. He has two MVPs. He's got a finals MVP. The trajectory of his career makes him look like one of the 10 best players in the history of basketball. You can't be more confident than he is right now. And I think a lot of that is what you're seeing with the jumper right now is he's incredibly confident, and that is making everything smoother. That's making everything easier. I think where we find out whether or not it's really real is if he has a night where he goes 1 of 6 from the 3-point line, or he has a night where he doesn't make a mid-range jumper and he attempts 5 of them. The cold stretch to me is where this gets interesting because right now he's super confident and he's going to continue to be. But I do think there's a difference between Giannis throughout his career doesn't really care if he airballs, right? Like, that's always been kind of what defines him, is that he's not afraid to fail. But there's a difference between not being afraid to fail and knowing that you're going to make a shot. Those are two different things. So I would like to see the first cold stretch that he has this season, and then I can tell you whether or not it's more real. Or maybe, you know, he never has it, and then it's just real, and he's a 40% three-point shooter. He's a 55% mid-range shooter. And he's the best player on the planet, and maybe the best player that anyone's ever seen in the history of basketball. Maybe that's the case.
Yeah, you heard it here. Eric Name wants to see Giannis struggle. Wow. Wow. Shocking. Shocking developments. Yeah. We'll tweet that and ruin your day. Okay, so Giannis is awesome. I think the Bucks are repeating. I really do. I just feel it within my bones. So what gets in their way? Like, obviously, health gets in their way. You know, the Nets are good. What's, like, the biggest challenge that they got to face? Because you look at a returning champion, and it's not done a lot. Teams will get back to the finals, but repeating's hard. The thing that I like for the Bucks is they just won the title, and they don't have to fabricate any of the we should have a chip on our shoulder stuff. They don't have to make it up. They don't have to use any energy trying to talk themselves into people are doubting us, because people are doubting them. Everybody thinks it's going to be Lakers, Nets with the same sort of confidence as we had it was going to be Warriors, Cavs for all those years. What gets in the Bucks' way?
I mean, I think it's literally just, you know, injuries are always a big thing. We see that in every single NBA season. You know, a lot of the times it ends up being who's healthier or, I mean, even in the Bucks' case, who can get through injuries, right? Like, they had a very serious injury in Dante DiVincenzo. They had a very serious injury with Giannis, and they managed to get through it. So there is that aspect to this, that injuries will always play a role, and if you have a bunch of really big injuries, you're not going to be successful. So that is always going to be number one. But I think beyond that, it really is just there's a lot of good teams in the NBA. The Nets are a very good basketball team, and whether or not they have Kyrie Irving, that is still going to be the case. So to me, it's not necessarily the Bucks defeating themselves or anything like that. It's just the fact that there's a lot of other good teams out there, because when you look at this Bucks team, I think they've figured out a lot of the different things that they need to do in the postseason to be successful. We saw them go smaller and switch defensively some. We saw them find different ways to make Brook Lopez successful when he needs to be out on the floor in the drop coverage that everybody hates. We saw them offensively use different players in different ways, whether it's Chris Middleton or Giannis or Drew Holiday. Honestly, I think there's a lot of things that they didn't do particularly well in the postseason last year, and that's something that they can build on. So for me, it's really not about how they come up short. It's more about how other teams might be able to get in their way, or, you know, do injuries kind of get in their way this season? Because it is really hard, I think, to play as many games as they have across as short of a stretch as they have. You know, obviously 2 years ago, they end up going to the second round and getting knocked out early. And, you know, it wasn't as long of a season, but the year before they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's a very long season. Then you have COVID-19 come through, you have shortened seasons, you have all that. They've played a lot of games in 3 years. That can wear on anyone's body. So I think injuries are probably the primary concern for how the Bucks end up, you know, the Bucks themselves coming up short and not having someone else beat them.
I'm a Bucks fan, so of course I care more about the end of the bench than the starters, right? Jordan Wara, Mamu, what, we gonna see these guys much at all or no?
To start the season, I don't know if we're gonna see Wara much, but I do think Mamu's gonna get a chance. I'm not gonna say for sure tonight, but, you know, if you look at Bobby Portis and Semi Ojeleye both being out, those are two guys that going into the season, I asked John Horst, I asked Mike Boonholzer about, you know, how do you kind of cover for, you know, your backup big minutes, because you have Giannis and Brooke that start, then you're going to have Bobby. Those three guys were all very healthy last season. How do you kind of try to get through it? And Bud has said multiple times, all right, well, Thanasis is someone that we trust. We got to get him in there, and he can do some things. And then, you know, we're really impressed with Sandro Mamukelashvili. Like, can he go in there and make an impact? So I think, honestly, you're going to see some of both of those guys tonight, both Thanasis and Mamu, where they're going to get a chance. Wara, I think it's probably going to be a little bit just because everyone's pretty much healthy in the areas where he might play. You're talking like those 2-3, maybe up to 4 minutes, I think of him as more of like a wing, a guy that you're going to use against like shooting guards and stuff like that a little bit more than you would against a power forward. So, but that doesn't mean he's not going to get a chance, right? We were just talking about injuries and how this season's going to go. And if there are those injuries, those guys kind of get those opportunities. So I think you're going to see some of them throughout the season. I don't know if any of those guys at the very end of the bench are going to get a ton of opportunities without injuries that give them that opportunity.
Eric Name of The Athletic, subscribe today. You got Will Salmon stuff with the Brewers, Matt Schneidman stuff with the Packers, although he blocked me.
Well, I mean, that happens to you.
Yeah, the Packer beat guys. I'm kind of a jerk to them, so they keep blocking me. That makes sense. Can I put you on the spot? Do you want to play a game of who he play for?
Not particularly.
Why?
Well, like, why would I want to play that?
Because it's fun.
Okay, fun.
All right, there's a website, whoheplayfor.com.
Okay.
And we've been playing it all day. Do you want to do the hard mode or normal mode?
Hard.
Okay, I like when you say that. It's 60 seconds. You have to name as many guys as you can. Okay, Jamarco Pickett.
I have no idea.
Oh, come on. He plays for the Pistons. How about Trendon Watford?
The Grizzlies.
He plays for the Trailblazers. There's a guy in the NBA who actually has the name Jay Huff.
I have no idea.
Lakers.
How do you know that?
Because he was dropped by the Wizards.
Oh. Scotty Lewis. These are real guys.
I truly do not believe you in any way that this is like a real human being.
The website's actually got a fake Twitter head when it says it's...
Okay, so I should start going with like crummy teams.
Let me try again. Let me give you the normal mode. I'll give you the normal mode. Because that was impossible. Bull.
The Nuggets.
Yes. Jason Preston.
The Cavaliers.
He's with the Clippers. Jamichael Green.
Nuggets.
Yes. Landry Shamet.
Shamet. He just signed. I'm trying to.
Yeah, new team.
Why is this not? This is embarrassing. The Suns.
The Suns. Yes. Oh, Pat Connaughton.
The Bucks.
Kobe White.
The Bulls.
David Duke Jr.
Unfortunate name, the Nets.
I know. God, change your name. Terry Rozier.
Let's see. He just did. No. Did he get traded? No. He's on the Hornets still. Graham got traded. Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
And Al Horford.
Back with the Boston Celtics.
Back with the Celtics. How about that? See, that's a fun game.
Yeah, I mean, the hard version was not fun. I did not have a good time on that.
Well, if I can be honest with you, that was actually the names from my 2002 Fond du Lac High School class yearbook.
Oof. I should have got those.
No, it really wasn't. It was real dudes. But
yeah, no, I figured that.
You guys can play whoheplayfor.com. Kevin Stafford, Tony Merton. All right, now those are guys from my high school. I've referenced Tony Merton twice today. Tony Merton's a friend that played football at Platteville, and Platteville lost to my Eagles over the weekend. That was the play where the quarterback downed the football instead of spiking it.
Yeah. That was truly unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. Well, I appreciate your time and for playing along. And I will connect with you a little bit later and have fun tonight. I don't know if you know this, but the rings are being given out. You might want to get there early. And
I will do my best. I will do my best to get there early.
Enjoy being back in the building. I'd say good job with the preseason broadcast, but like a true friend, I listen to zero of them.
I really appreciate that. I've always appreciated your support over the years.
Right. Well, I know you don't listen to the show, so.
That's true.
Fair is fair. Thanks, Namesy.
See you, buddy.
Coach Eric Name joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com, greatmidwestbank.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.